it's really about who can sort of minimize the mistakes and make the least amount of mistakes and just sail a really smart series.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
A very good morning with your OTB Brief, your bite-sized review of the morning's sports headlines. I'm Will O'Callaghan. Sligo's Mona McSherry has finished in 8th place in the 100 metres breaststroke final at the Tokyo Olympics. The 20-year-old clocked 1 minute 6.94 seconds in what was the first Olympics final for an Irish swimmer in 25 years. American teenager Lydia Jacoby took gold, and McSherry says she's gained valuable experience ahead of the Paris Games in 3 years' time.
It felt like a good race, and you know, anything sub-107 is a good race in my mind. So I'm happy with the race. Of course, it wasn't a PB and, you know, the slowest of the three rounds, but I think that comes as well from, there was a sense of relief making it to the final, and I was kind of just excited to go out there and race, you know, and see what would happen. The worst that could happen is I come eighth at the Olympics, and that's what happened, and, you know, honestly, that's not a bad result for my first event.
Aidan Walsh has booked his place in the quarterfinals of boxing's welterweight division. The Belfast fighter has secured a unanimous points win against Albert Menge from Cameroon. He'll be back in the ring on Friday against Mervyn Clare of Mauritius, where a victory for Walsh would secure him at least a bronze medal. The Irish Rugby Sevens team suffered a last gasp heartbreak in missing out on a place in the knockout stages. Needing to win by 8 points, they conceded a last minute try in their 12-7 win over Kenya in their final pool game. Harry McNulty and Hugo Lennox scored the Irish tries, and McNulty says it's a frustrating way to exit the competition.
Disappointing. I think we really should have won that game by a whole lot more, and we had, you know, one more score on the board, I didn't let them in, you know, we would have gone through to the quarters. And realistically, you know, if we had played our best the whole weekend, or, you know, the last 2 days anyway, I think we would have been well and truly in there and had a really good shot at, you know, putting ourselves up for some sort of medal. Just disappointing because we know we're so much better. This is probably one of the lesser performances of our careers, probably, just to an extent. Where we're just not playing. I don't know what's really going wrong, but we're not firing on all cylinders. Yeah.
Well, yesterday we spoke about kind of a slow first half starts against both South Africa and USA. Today it was the opposite. You had a blistering first half, still very strong second half as well. Can you talk us through where you think it might have gone wrong?
It's just simple errors. I mean, you look back to that game, there's two or three passes where, for whatever reason, just didn't go to hand. They were kind of behind or just a little bit in front.
Limerick's Carlin Hayes finished in 23rd position in the women's triathlon as Flora Duffy landed Bermuda's first ever Olympics gold medal. At 10 to midday, Dara Green competes in the heats of the men's 200 metres breaststroke swimming. Daniel Whiffen will make his Olympic debut in the 800 metres freestyle, and in between, the Irish quartet will go in the 4x200 metres freestyle. There'll be no gold medal for one of the faces of the games. After Naomi Osaka crashed out of the tennis, the Japanese star was beaten in straight sets in round three. Manchester United are close to signing Rafael Varane. They've reportedly agreed a fee with the Spanish giants Real Madrid for the French international defender, believed to be in the region of €50 million. The deal for Varane would follow Jadon Sancho's move to Old Trafford from Borussia Dortmund. Wayne Rooney, meanwhile, has been blamed for ruling Jason Knight out of September's World Cup qualifiers. The Republic of Ireland midfielder will miss 8 to 10 weeks after suffering an ankle injury in training. It's transpired that the injury occurred following a training ground tackle from his Derby manager. Ireland play Portugal, Azerbaijan and Serbia on the first week of September. Both the Lions and Springboks are scheduled to name their sides for Saturday's second test today. The Boks have brought forward their reveal by 24 hours. Lions head coach Warren Gatland is sweating over the fitness of Welsh duo Dan Biggar and Wyn Jones. And Lions defence coach Steve Tandy says there's been strong competition for places in training.
You listen to the noise the non-starters are making for the boys in an empty stadium. It was terrific. It shows, I think, the bond and that connection within the team. And I think the way they're performing in training, the way the boys have performed in the previous games, it does make those selections. I don't think it's an easy one.
Galway and Dublin will contest this evening's Leinster Under-20 hurling final. It's a repeat of the 2020 decider, won by Dublin just a month ago. There's a 7:30 throw-in for that one in Portlaoise. It's semi-finals night as well in the Electric Ireland Munster Minor Hurling Championship. Cork will take on Limerick at Semple Stadium, while Porky Rinn is the venue for Tipperary's clash with Waterford. And the Jessica Harrington-trained Njord will go off as favourite for the Colm Quinn BMW Mile Handicap. the feature on day two of the Galway Racing Festival. The Aidan McGuinness trained Sultan Stall is bidding for a hat-trick in the race. Sultan Stall will be ridden on this occasion by Sam Ewing, who has partnered the colt to victory at different tracks on a couple of previous occasions. And Ewing has been speaking to Dave Keane about renewing that partnership today.
Sam, you're enjoying a tremendous season, and Sultan Stall is a horse you know. You won him last year. He won the last two runnings of the Colm Quinn BMW Mile. You must be thrilled to get the spin on him.
Yeah, delighted. Look, he's a very good horse for me last year. He won twice well for me. Look, hopefully he'll come here in good form as he usually does, and he'll run a big race again.
And the fact that he's won twice around here, he loves the place. That has to be a big advantage.
Yeah, that's it. Some horses take this track, some horses don't. So he's obviously taken to it, and hopefully now the crowds and all back will wind him up and he'll go well.
And what's it like to be riding in front of a crowd, even though it's a small one? It must make such a difference.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's nice to have a bit of atmosphere about the place, and look, it's great to see them back.
The big race goes to post at 6:15. It's the centrepiece of an 8-race card, which commences at 5:25. OTB AM will be live on Off the Ball social channels from 7:30, and I'll be back with your OTB brief tomorrow morning.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.